The cross is a human construction, a human instrument of humiliation, suffering, and death. And it is God who appoints each of us a cross to bear in life. I began to understand this recently when I reflected on the misconceptions I've had about my own early childhood. For as long back as I can remember, I've been dominated by feelings of loneliness. Nothing anyone said or did has alleviated the strong, sometimes overwhelming feelings. I've interpreted who I am by the usual theories of psychology. Imagining my pain has been the result of my parents' early divorce, and combined with the sensitive, introspective nature I inherited. But lately I've begun to see how incomplete, how inadequate such thinking is, and it has only increased my loneliness. The greater reality I now see is that from the beginning, this loneliness has been God's gift to me. It's been the cross that He's laid on my shoulder. It's the cross that Jesus says I must take up daily when I follow Him. It's not all there is to that cross, but it's an essential element of the life that God has used to draw me toward Himself. What I mean is this: God has made me so that nothing else, apart from His love, will satisfy the deep longings of my heart. No human relation, no amount of material possessions, no amount of natural or illicit pleasure will quench the thirst God has given me for Himself. I've tried drugs and all sorts of other things, and none of them met my need. All the cisterns I've tried for satisfying my thirsty soul have proved nothing more than dry illusions. But why did it have to be this way? Because God foresaw how easily I would be drawn away from Him. He's known from before I was born how difficult it would be for me to overcome my selfishness and love others unconditionally as He loves me. I don't believe, not now, that God has ever taken His own pleasure from my pain in life. In fact, I believe that the loneliness I feel has been a source of hurt for Him that is as much greater than my own as His capacity for selfless love is greater than mine. To the degree that God is pure and good in His perfections, to that degree God suffers my pain more than I could ever conceive or experience myself.